The content in this audio recording provides general information, however, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Thinking of relocating with children after separation? What to know before you start packing? Regardless of whether it's you or your former partner who's looking to relocate with your children, you need to be aware of some important considerations. In my experience, there are some common scenarios that lead to the issue of relocating with children. One is where someone needs to relocate to receive family support. Another is if they're unable to find employment in their area. Another can be when one person has repartnered. Any relocation is a decision that both parents who share parental responsibility should consult each other about. The case law and the Family Law Act provides that the relocation of children is fundamentally about the rights of the children involved. It's not about parental rights, as so many people hope or assume. We'll come back to this later. Depending on how far along you are in your separation journey, you may have already had a parenting arrangement in place. There are typically three categories of parenting arrangements. The first we call the sensible handshake. This is where both parties agree to parenting arrangements and there is no formal documentation. The second is a parenting plan, a document that often comes out of counselling or therapy. It is a document that is evidence of what the parents agreed, but it is not enforceable. The third category is court orders, also known as consent orders or orders that a court imposes on the parties. This is for those who are unable to reach agreement and require the enforceability of court-ordered arrangements. A court will look at the relocation of children from the perspective of how does this relocation impact the rights of the child or children to have a meaningful relationship with both parents? The younger the children are, the less likely permission to relocate will be given, unless there is a major disqualifying factor about why one parent shouldn't spend time with the children. What is key is the ability for parent-child bonding to occur and for the child to have frequent, regular time with both parents. When a child is older, there is better prospects of relocation being granted because they have already bonded with both parents and have an established relationship. Can children be relocated even if a parent doesn't consent? If relocation is being disputed between parents, the court's role is to weigh up the potential negative impact on the relationship for a child. If, for example, there are two parents who are separated and the father is a hands-on parent who maybe takes the children to sport two afternoons a week and has them four nights a fortnight, then relocation of the children would mean a significant change and loss of the relationship as it currently exists. The court will also consider the impact of the move on the child's social network, their peer relationships, and family support. Because the court assesses the impact on the child's relationships, the relocation doesn't need to be an interstate or international relocation. A relocation as short range as from Brisbane to the Gold Coast, an hour's travel, could be enough to alter the current routine and relationship and be deemed as impacting negatively on the relationship for the child by the court. Planning to relocate? If you're considering relocating with your children, usually your lawyer will contact the other party or their lawyer and notify them of your intentions. You are not seeking permission, but you are making them aware and discussions can commence. If the other party objects, you may need to file an application to relocate to the court. Is the other parent intending to relocate? If instead you are in receipt of the notification to relocate or feel that a relocation is on the cards and you do not agree to it, you need to have a letter from the other parent that states that you do not consent to the relocation. In the instance where a former partner has already relocated with a child, despite clear evidence of the opposition of the relocation, the court may then order the return of the child. Before you act. The contemplation of relocating children can be a highly emotional time. What is key is behaving in a way that means that if you are required to go to court at any point, the court cannot be critical of you, that you have a track record that indicates to the court that you have consulted with the other parent. If you are considering separation and relocation is already on the agenda, it's essential to seek good professional advice and work out a strategy. Likewise, if you have concerns that your former partner is planning to relocate with the children, then you need to get professional advice to formulate a strategy as soon as possible. If you don't agree to the relocation, you'll want to be on the front foot in making this clear.